I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Fire is a many-layered symbol in the scriptures, but first of all, especially in this gospel, it symbolizes passion, that God loves us passionately. Pope Benedict XVI tells us that God loves us with eros, with that romantic love. Not just with agape, this self-sacrificing, unconditional love, but that God loves us with eros, that he desires us and desires us to be in love with him and to make return of love to him. God's love is a jealous love. All things come from God's love, and so all things are meant to return to it. It is demanding. The great image in the scriptures of the nuptial love of God is the Song of Songs. But Jesus, too, shows us his eros, his love for us, in most especially the cross, his passion, that word passion again. When he carries the cross every step up Calvary. He endures the scourging and the agony on the cross as an expression of the suffering of his love. When the suffering of the love of God, when it is not recognized, understood, or accepted, not received. And so that agony is the Holocaust. Jesus offers his life as a burnt offering. He is the Lamb of God. No one takes his life from him. He offers his life of his own accord. And the fire that consumes his life is that burning furnace of charity that is his sacred heart. One day we will all be called to stand before the throne of God, to see him face to face. And when we do, when God looks us in the eyes, then we will see that he has seen all that we were, all that he desired us to be, all that he desired for us. And to return the gaze of God, to stand face to face with God, requires an undivided heart, a purified heart. So that is the second meaning, connotation of fire. The word fire is pur in Greek. So related to purification, purgation, the refiner's fire. We see this especially in the fires of purgatory throughout our tradition. When we will be purified of our attachment to sin one way or another, in this life or in the next. And God, in his great mercy, often allows that suffering to come during our life, especially at the end of our life, to free us from all attachment to worldly things. In those birth pangs of the new creation, of birth unto eternal life. But how many people never learn to accept that suffering? And so then they must spend time in purgatory, where the suffering of the purgation is much worse, and it's the greatest waste of time in the universe, St. Padre Pio says. But this purifying, Jesus is the image of the Father. And as the image of the Father, he did not come to bring peace, not the false peace that just says everything will be okay. No, Jesus came to bring the sword. He is the sword, the word of God that pierces through joints and marrow, bone and muscle, to pierce the heart and wound the soul. Jesus is not one to sit idly by while one of his brothers or sisters is separated from the love of God. He wishes to gather them to himself and through him to the Father. So that refiner's fire, and a goldsmith would put gold in the furnace and burn all the impurities away until what remained was a mirror that he could see clearly his reflection in what remained of the gold, so are we, gold in the fire, in the furnace. The third symbolism, connotation of fire is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes with the warmth of God, the light of God, the heat that rises and lifts us out of our attachment to earthly things, to union with our Father. The Holy Spirit comes in fire on Pentecost. Again, the Holy Spirit comes in this purifying fire. As a priest, I'm in a privileged place to see these little Pentecost moments when walls are burned down, idols are melted, and a soul is liberated in the rediscovered or newly found freedom of the son or daughter of God. I've always liked It's a Wonderful Life. Right? Our family would watch it every Christmas. But there's just that great image from the opening scene of the movie when all those prayers are coming before God's throne for George Bailey because his hour of crisis, of judgment in Greek, his hour of crisis has come. So you see him go through this Pentecost where he suffers and then rediscovers this new life. Well, brothers and sisters, once again, we are in this Jubilee year, this year-long Pentecost, when those prayers that were made over the last 25 years come before God's throne to bear fruit at this hour. This is the hour of the hour for prayers to be answered. We had 40 new members join the church at Easter, I understand, and we've got OCIA again starting up here soon. So again, be considering if there's somebody you might want to invite, but to pray for conversion, to see who God can bring in with this Jubilee year. So this great fire of God's love that draws us to himself. It is the burning love of the Sacred Heart. And what is love? You may have heard it said that love is not a feeling, it's a choice. Well, I say to you, that's not what the image of love that God gives us in the scriptures. It's not what Aquinas says love is. Love is to will the good of the other, to desire the good of the other. And so there's an emotional component to that. And then, of course, to choose to bring that love into action, sometimes heroically, yes. But in our relationship with God and marriage that God uses as the great wedding feast of the Lamb, which we celebrate today, as the image of his love for his bride, the church, that God, in his love, desires us as a good in ourselves. And so we are called to desire God and in marriage, to desire the other as a good in themselves. I have come to set the earth on fire. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. The baptism of fire and the Holy Spirit that will recreate the face of the earth.